Hello, my name is Diego from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a confidential and secure poll about Aurora Public Schools and possible issues on this year below. Can I proceed with the survey?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for taking our confidential and secure poll about Aurora Public Schools and possible issues on this year below. Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
Yes.
Okay. Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
A Republican.
Okay. This November, there will be an election for USA President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat certain, or to not certain?
Very certain.
Okay, thank you. First of all, considering general conditions like the economy and quality of life, do you feel things in the Aurora area are heading more in the right directions or in the wrong direction?
Right direction. The right direction.
Okay, thank you. What is your opinion of how people living in the neighboring areas of Denver and Cherry Creek view Aurora generally? Do you think they see Aurora as about the same as where they live or as having a better quality of life?
What was the second one?
The options are as about the same as where they live, as having a better quality of life, don't know, or as having a lower quality of life?
Lower quality of life.
Okay. Thank you. In general, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the Aurora Public School District where you live? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I would say good.
Good. Okay. Thank you. How familiar are you with the areas and schools within the Aurora Public District, including its size and geographic territory? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not all familiar?
I'm familiar.
Okay. Have you heard or read anything about Blueprint APS? Aurora
Your Public dog is going crazy. I can't hear you.
Okay, have you heard or read anything about Blueprint Aurora Public Schools?
No.
No. Okay, thank you. Do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are so much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably like a little low given the quality and level of services provide?
They're way too high.
Okay, too high. Okay, thank you. Have you heard about, read about, or experienced a recent increase in Colorado's property taxes? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. While nobody likes paying higher taxes, Colorado certainly send out notices and raise it homeowners' property taxes by 25%. Which of the following applies best to you and your household?
Go ahead.
Can I repeat the question?
Yeah, go ahead. I didn't hear you.
Okay. While nobody likes paying higher taxes, Colorado recently sent out notices and raised homeowners' property taxes by 25%. Which of the following applies best to you and your household? Can afford and absorb this increase without any problems? Can pay this increase, but I really squeezes our budget requiring cutbacks on other spending? Cannot afford this increase, it hurts household finances badly, or does not apply?
The second one.
The second one, okay, thank you. As you may or may not know, because Colorado voters rejected the governor propositions 8H ballot issue last fall, the state will be sending every Colorado taxpayer an 800 check in May. What kind of impact will this payment have on your household finances? A big positive impact, a small positive impact, or not really much impact at all?
A small pocket.
Okay. If the following ballot issue is up for a vote in the upcoming November 2024 election, will you vote yes or no on $1 billion bond for Aurora Public Schools with no increase in property taxes to pay for repair, repurposing schools to provide new and real-world learning opportunities for students, expanding school choice and program options for more Aurora Public School students? You vote yes or no?
I would vote yes on that.
Okay, thank you. Also, Aurora Public Schools may ask voters to approve 30 million meal levy override ballot issue that, without increasing property taxes, will fund ongoing maintenance, need for school buildings, ensure access to upgrade technology, and free up funding to adequately and competitively compensate teachers and staff. Will you vote yes or no on this?
Yes.
Okay. Following up, do you agree or disagree with this statement? Those against this Aurora Public Schools bond and meal levy ballots might make. Since property taxes are so high already and going up continually, it is better for taxpayers to vote against any new Aurora Public School bonds and meal levy increases in order to lower property taxes in the state, especially since this big district that has enough money already will spend this extra money on projects far from my neighborhood. Agree or disagree?
I disagree with that.
Agree, okay. Okay. Lastly, here are some statements that supporters of the Aurora Public School bond and meal levy ballot issues might take. Rate each as a very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason to vote yes on this 2024 ballot issue. Okay?
The third one.
Okay. Many Aurora public schools buildings that are 30, 40, or even 50 years old have maintenance needs that have been put off for years. Just like any home or property this old, the buildings need to be renovated, repaired, and refreshed. So these schools last and students have good learning environments. Very strong reason, somewhat strong reason, or weak reason?
Somewhat strong.
Okay. The investment in Aurora Public Schools will keep the community public schools strong and help increase property and home resale values. Very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason?
Somewhat strong.
Somewhat strong, okay, thank you. Providing more spaces for mental health professionals to work with students will help thousands of more students cope with today's pressures and be safe, more productive learners. Very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason?
Somewhat strong.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Bond. Funding will allow the district to build more spaces to expand preschool programming to prepare its youngest learners for success in kindergarten. Their K-12 education, very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason?
Somewhat strong.
Somewhat strong, okay, thank you. continual security upgrades, including updated cameras, more secure entry vestibules, and locking mechanisms on classrooms doors are necessarily at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure. Very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason?
Very strong.
Okay. Doing school renovations and replacements, making buildings more energy efficient, saves taxpayers millions of dollars in lower utility bills, and reduces the district carbon emissions footprint. Very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason?
Somewhat strong.
Okay, thank you. The best way to build a stronger, safer future for Aurora community is to invest more in education, our kids giving them skills needed to succeed in today's job market, and keeping our schools in good shape. Very strong, somewhat strong, or big reason?
Very strong.
Very strong, okay. Thank you. The Bond will found a skill training program called PTECH, a partnership with a community college, Aurora Public Schools, and local employers that includes specialized technology training for today's skilled jobs, internships, mentoring, and apprenticeships, so students graduated really to fill available jobs. Very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason?
Somewhat strong.
Somewhat strong, okay, thank you. This large bond package will help Aurora Public Schools, the best school district in the state. Very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason?
What was that again? I never heard that question.
Okay. This large bond package will help Aurora Public Schools, the best school district in the state. Very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason?
Somewhat strong.
Okay, thank you. With both Denver and Cherry Creek funding improvements in their schools, Aurora needs to stay competitive by improving and modernizing its schools. Very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason?
Very strong.
Okay, thank you. Two more questions. Providing students and staff with update technology devices and ensuring that schools have the latest state-of-the-art technologies to keep students engaged and excited about learning. Very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason?
Very strong.
Okay. We almost complete the survey. This large bond and teacher pay meal levy come with no tax increase. Very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason?
Very strong.
Very strong, okay. Thank you. Finally, having heard all this information, will you vote yes or no on the following Aurora Public Schools November 2024 ballot issues? A $1 billion bond to build a state-of-the-art facilities for all Aurora students to ensure older buildings are repaired and maintained, and to provide innovative workforce training at no additional property tax increase. Vote yes. No or don't know?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Thank you. A $30 million meal levy override to pay for ongoing maintenance needs for school buildings, ensuring access to upgrade technology, and freeing up funding to adequately and competitively compensate teachers and staff at no additional property tax increase. Yes, no, or don't know?
Yes.
Yes, okay, thank you. Okay, the last questions. What's your gender?
Male.
Male, okay, thank you. What's your age?
66.
66, okay. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic, Mexican, or another Latino ancestry? Yes or no?
I'm white.
Okay, no. Do you consider yourself to be either African American or black?
No.
No, okay, thank you. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
We own it.
Okay. And what county do you live in? Adams County or Arapahoe County?
Arapahoe.
Arapahoe County, okay. Do you have any children currently in the Havera Public School District?
No.
No.
I have nine grandkids in school, though.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Have a nice day. All right.